Chapter 23, The Speaking Ass. Before the children of Israel came to the river Jordan, they destroyed the two kings, Sihon and Og, and took their lands from them. This made the king of Moab afraid, because he thought they might destroy him also. And so King Balak, for that was his name, sent messengers to Balaam, who lived near to the great river Euphrates. Now Balaam was a wicked man who used witchcraft, and Balak asked him to come and curse Israel. He thought that if Balaam would curse them, then evil would come upon them, and they would not be able to do Moab any harm. But Balak did not know the God of Israel, who was on their side and determined to bless them. Israel, in their troubles, cried and prayed to their God, and he delivered them. But Balaam went to the devil for his help, and that is what those do who use witchcraft. Well, the messengers came to Balaam with the rewards which Balak had sent, if he would only come and curse Israel. Balaam would have liked very much to do this, but God would not allow him to curse his people. In the night, God came to Balaam and said he was not to go with these messengers to curse his people Israel, for he had blessed them. So Balaam sent them back home and said he could not go with them, for God had refused to let him go. When the messengers returned to King Balak and told him Balaam would not come, he sent again some of his most honorable princes with great promises of reward, if only Balaam would come. Now, instead of Balaam obeying the command of God not to go to Moab, he so much wanted to go that he tried once more to see if God would allow him. Then God came to Balaam again in the night and said he might go, but he was only to say words which God would give him to say. Yet God was angry with him because he still wanted to go, that he might try to curse Israel and get the rewards which Balak promised him. In the morning then, Balaam rose up and got his ass ready to ride with the princes of Moab and come to Balak. But God sent his angel to stand in the way to resist Balaam, and to show him again that he was not to curse Israel. Now it just shows how sin hardens the heart and blinds the eyes and makes men worse than the beasts. For we find that Balaam did not see the angel, and yet his ass did see him standing in the way with a drawn sword and turned aside into the field. This made Balaam angry, and he smote the ass to turn it back into the way. Now they came to a path through the vineyards, with a wall on each side. And when the ass saw the angel again, it turned to one side against the wall and crushed Balaam's foot against the wall. So he smote the ass again. And now they came to a narrow path, where there was no room to turn either side, and the ass fell down under Balaam, as it saw the angel again. Then Balaam smote it once more with his staff. But see what a miracle the Lord now performed to rebuke Balaam. He opened the mouth of the ass, and made it speak to its master. "What have I done unto thee?" the ass said, that thou hast smitten me these three times? We should have thought that to hear his ass speak to him would have made Balaam consider. But no, he was so angry that he said to the ass, "Because thou hast mocked me, I would there were a sword in my hand, for now I would kill thee." Then the ass spoke again, "Am not I thine ass, upon which thou hast ridden ever since I was thine unto this day? Was I ever wont to do so unto thee?" And Balaam had to answer, "Nay." Then the Lord opened Balaam's eyes, so that he too saw the angel with a drawn sword standing in the way. This made Balaam fall down and say he had sinned and would go back again. But he was told to go on with the princes of Balak, yet only to say what God would give him to speak. Now, no doubt, Balaam would gladly have cursed Israel, but although he tried three times, God would not permit him, but made him bless his people and speak many wonderful promises concerning their future. And we might say that this was another miracle to make Balaam speak things just the opposite to what he wanted to say. So the king dismissed Balaam, and he had to go back to his own land without the rewards he so much coveted. You can read about Balaam and his ass in the book of Numbers, chapters 22 to 24, and in the second epistle of Peter, chapter 2.